Goosebumps Collection 1 by R.L. Stein. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Welcome to Deadhouse, Chapter 1. Josh and I hated our new house. Okay, it was big. It looked like a mansion compared to our old house. It was a tall red brick house with a sloping black roof and rows of windows framed by black shutters. It's so dark, I thought, studying it from the street. The whole house was covered in darkness, as if it were hiding in the shadows of the gnarled old trees that bent over it. It was the middle of July, but dead brown leaves blanketed the front garden. Our sneakers crunched over them as we trudged up the gravel driveway. Tall weeds poked up everywhere through the dead leaves. Thick clumps of weeds had completely overgrown an old flower bed beside the front porch. This house is creepy, I thought unhappily. Josh must have been thinking the same thing. Looking up at the old house, we both groaned loudly. Mr. Dawes, the friendly young man from the local realtors, stopped near the front path and turned around.
"Everything okay?"
he asked, staring first at Josh, then at me, with his crinkly blue eyes.
"Josh and Amanda aren't happy about moving,"
Dad explained, tucking his shirt tail in. Dad is a little overweight, and his shirts always seem to be coming untucked. "It's hard for the kids," my mother added, smiling at Mr.